Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rash, your host, and this is episode number 88, and grow brands on the social web. So if you need any help with your social media, websites, anything online for your business, I encourage you to check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about six key causes of chronic lateness and how to overcome them. And if there's one thing that can cause drama in your work or your life, it is being late. So are you one of those chronologically challenged people, the ones constantly running into meetings, exclaiming sorry as you move to find a seat? Or do your friends and family just roll their eyes as you explain once again that traffic was terrible or I got lost as you maneuver your way through the group? Tardiness creates drama, and I hate to tell you, it's a sign of disrespect. And don't underestimate the negative impact that chronic lateness creates. You need to do all in your power to be on time. I have coached people with this affliction and found varied reasons for it. Today, I'm going to cover six of the main culprits that I've helped clients overcome. Do you struggle with any of these? As always, get real. You have to acknowledge something before you can change it. And remember, our goal is to defeat as much drama as possible. So the first one is you don't gauge time well. You aren't realistic about how long things will take or how much travel time is required. The second one I see often is you get lost in a current task and time slips away. You look up to see that there is zero possibility of arriving to your next commitment. Number three, you like to seem important, and arriving late to a meeting or gathering proves that you have many things on your plate. People should just appreciate that you've blessed them with your presence at all. So this one, I'm going to pause for a minute. This one might be one that's difficult to acknowledge if this is you, but I do want you to take a look at that if that's you. Are you constantly kind of trying to find reasons to be late? You are completely disorganized with your calendar and have no idea what's on it or when. It has totally gotten away from you. Number five, you don't say no appropriately, so are constantly overscheduled. Maybe you don't even bother to check before you say yes yet again. You'd feel bad saying no. You'll just figure it out later. And number six, you just don't care. Hear that type B personality to the nth degree. You'll get there when you get there. You have no idea why so many people let time rule their lives. So unless you are of that just don't care variety, you are probably experiencing drama yourself as you try to maneuver through a too full calendar. If you're the ego later, your stress might be coming from finding things to do to continually appear busy so that you can arrive late and kind of feeling chaotic when you walk in. And the people who are waiting for you are feeling stress. If you are an important part of the meeting, you may be wasting everyone's time. They can't finalize a conversation or make a decision without you and have to wait and then spend additional time summarizing what's already happened. Or your family and friends held up dinner or waited to cut the cake or started without you but missed your presence once again. It's just flat out a sign of disrespect. You are saying that you are more important than other people, that your time is more important. Anyone can be late for a meeting or can overschedule. It takes intentional action to avoid it. So when I work with leaders who are chronically late, I give them these strategies. I'm going to go through each of the six kind of main reasons for being late that I see, and I'm going to give specific strategies for each one. So the first one I shared was you don't gauge time well. So if this is you, here are some ways to help avoid that. So reality check your time estimates. Create your initial estimate and then tack on some extra time. If you have repeating tasks, keep track so that you have a reference for next time. Another idea is to have a colleague or a friend who is notoriously on time review your estimates. Or if you have an admin, give them more control of your schedule and ask them to be realistic. For travel times, I recommend adding 10 to 15 minutes additional for every half an hour the travel should take. I know this sounds a little much if you're not used to doing that, but it's what's required because stuff can happen on the way that's unexpected. If you're in an area with extra heavy traffic or it's rush hour, you'll need to tack on even more. And make sure to factor in time to get into the building. If you have to hit the 20th floor, you'll need time to park in a large lot or structure, wait for the elevator, and take the ride up. Getting places early feels really good. I'm telling you, if you have not experienced it, I really encourage you to try it. And I'll tell you, I'm an efficiency junkie, and I'm also a freak about being on time. I arrive almost everywhere early. So how do I deal with the extra time I have when arriving early? I just travel with portable, quick tasks that I can do anywhere. I can still be efficient with my time without the stress of running just on time or late. Number two, you get lost in a current task and time slips away. So if this is you, there's a super quick fix. Just set an alarm on your phone. Determine what time you need to be done. Pick a catchy tune. Utilize some self-discipline to stop when it goes off. And you've got it. Number three, you like to seem important. I just need to tell you, get over yourself. The truth is, everyone in that meeting or event had many other things that they could have been doing with their time too. You don't look busy and important, you just look rude. And I'm really sorry to be that blunt, but it's true. People aren't sitting there just, awing at you. I mean, there are some people who are, have a lot of notoriety, but just being late doesn't make you important. It's a way more impressive to juggle many things well. Be intentional about what you commit to and follow through on your word. I remember the year I was getting married. I was a single mom. I was a business owner. I was a board member. I was helping to start a nonprofit. I had so much on my plate, but I can tell you during that entire time, I made it to my kids' activities and I arrived early to all of my professional commitments while still managing to plan a wedding. How did I do it? I said no where I needed to, and I honored the commitments I made by juggling my calendar. You can get a lot done while still respecting yourself and others. Number four, you are completely disorganized with your calendar. So you just need to find a system that works and stick to it. If you have an admin who can own this for you, give up the fight. Or perhaps he or she is the one creating the chaos by overbooking you. If this is the case, get it in control. Create specific rules about the number of appointments, after-work obligations, breakfast meetings per week, etc. So create all those rules and then let them create the structure around the rules. And then it's just getting in the habit of checking it before you add anything to it. And you must check it throughout each day or at least first thing in the morning to make sure that you know what's there. And again, be intentional about to what you commit. There's nothing more important than that concept, really, because if you overcommit, you're never going to be able to be on time or follow through on your word. So years ago, when I was just starting my business, I did struggle with this a little bit. I'll have to admit it. I had been a stay-at-home mom for a few years with just a few play dates and an occasional pediatrician appointment on the calendar during the day. And I just wasn't used to checking that calendar and keeping track of time. I remember missing a really important phone conference call. It was, like I said, the very early stages when I still maybe had just one meeting to track every couple of weeks. I wasn't yet back in the habit of checking my calendar every day nor keeping track of time for anything other than nap or snack times. I had to relearn. That one miss, though, and I was back on track. That was my motivation to check that thing constantly and keep it with me. So number five, you're the kind of person who doesn't say no appropriately, so are constantly overscheduled. The first thing you need to do is focus on the stress and overwhelm this causes in your life. You need to build the motivation to start saying no appropriately. Here's one strategy I teach. Buy yourself time by telling someone you need to check your calendar. you should be checking that calendar anyway. So this will give you a quick phrase to help you breathe and be intentional. And then check that calendar to see if you do have a conflict. If you do, you need to decide which is the highest priority well in advance, so that if you have to change anything, you can let the other people know at whatever that other commitment is that you won't be there. Number 6, you just don't care. So if this is you, you need to find a way to care or you'll never be motivated to change. Since being late is probably not causing you any stress, can you think about what it's doing to other people? Are they feeling disappointment or stress? Can you think back to important events you've missed? Have you lost any jobs or professional opportunities? Have any of your relationships been negatively impacted? You need to think about those things, because if you can muster the motivation, then you can deploy some of the strategies I've included here to get great control over that calendar and your time. So thanks for listening today. Those are 6 quick strategies to help you stay on track and stay on time. I hope you found a few little nuggets. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If there's any way that I can be of service to you, please contact me. I have been in the field of human resources and coaching leaders for over 20 years, and I want to help you defeat the drama in your work and in your life. So go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and contact me. You can either shoot me a current drama challenge that I'll use in a future episode, or just say, hey, Kirsten, we need to chat. Send me your phone number and we'll connect with some good times to talk. Another option I have is my boot camp. It's called Defeat the Drama, Delight Your Customers, and Improve Your Bottom Line Boot Camp. It's a 7-step system to get your team doing what you need, loving what they do, and directing focus where it should be. Each of the modules are available online 24/7. It includes a video and then an action guide to help you implement everything you've learned for each module. I encourage you to check it out. I provide a discount for all of podcast listeners. Go to defeatthedrama.com/podcast discount. Go check it out. And until next time, make it a great day.